Brothers and sisters, every small section of the gospel contains a lesson that we really do need to look at closely. Tonight, the focus that I want to bring to us is the personal relationship that Jesus had with Peter and Andrew, James and John. And there are others that he's going to call, other names that are going to be a part of his relationship. And if we allow it to be real, our names as well. To be followers by name and to be in personal relationship. Some 35 years ago, some people in Kansas City, in the pews, just like you, heard this message and said, that's the key. Jesus' personal relationship, our personal relationships. Not just with our own family, our own parish, our own town, but around the world. How can we make that real for ourselves? Well, one of those good people knew a missionary in Guatemala. They wrote a letter. Back came a picture of a little girl who wasn't able to go to school because she didn't have the school books. She didn't have the uniform. But she said, they said, we are going to make that goal real for her. She was trying to teach herself to read and write. They were going to make it real for her. They did three important things. They sent a letter promising daily prayer, asking for her prayers. Second, they sent a small donation every month or so to help her with her schooling. Third, and this is key, they sent their own photograph and their own names. And with a personal relationship, she became a nurse. That's caught the imagination now of more than 300,000 people who form an alliance of friendship with one of our kids, young people, or elders in one of our 1,500 Catholic missions in 24 countries, all in the poor sections of our world. South Africa, South America, the Philippine Islands, and South India. Join us. There are three parts to what we do. When someone comes to our mission and says they'd like to join our program, we say to them, are you willing to pray every day for the people of St. Edward Parish in Salem, Oregon? They have no idea where you are, of course, but they say yes, and believe me, they pray twice a day, morning and evening. Join us. Join us now in part one of what we do. Look into your heart. I'm sure you have lots of reasons to come to Mass. Lots of prayers already in your heart. Add one more, the same prayer as Sylvia, this little 7-year-old girl who lives with her family in Guatemala. They are praying for us for a deeper faith, a stronger hope, a more active love. Ask the Lord for that, for yourself and for those around you, but then also for all the others I have with me in photograph who are members of our faith family. Second part of what we do is what you see in my hand and what you see more clearly when you come up for communion and what you saw maybe at the beginning at the tables, individual photographs taken less than 90 days ago. And I'll say this more than once. When you take Sylvia's picture home with you, nobody else is going to have her picture but you. Nobody else is going to have the information inside as to how an alliance of friendship with her will help her family forge a path out of poverty. That's how specific and personal we are, name by name, one by one. Third part of what we do, first, of course, is prayer. Absolutely. Join us in that. Second, the actual physical personal relationship. Third, as you would imagine, financial. $36 a month until Sylvia reaches a goal or until the Lord calls you to another ministry. We do not ask people to do this under guilt or obligation, but invitation and opportunity. So for any reason you need to pull back, just let us know and we'll take that into consideration. But as soon as I say the word money, there are two very important things I need to say to you. One is that more than 94 cents of every dollar you give to Sylvia goes to her. On the back, it's going to say 93, but I know it's more than 94 because I visited the missions. And I wouldn't say it if I couldn't prove it to myself, but Charity Navigators, Better Business Bureau, comes into our office twice a year to check our books to make sure that we are accountable and transparent. You need to know that. I need to know that. Second thing about money, you know it better than I, a dollar is not going as far as it used to. When we started 35 years ago, we asked for $5 a month. Then 10, then 20, then 30. Just at the beginning of last year, we had to raise it to a strange number, 36, in order to maintain the same level of benefits. You know that. That's rampant inflation. It's worse in the missions. I'm sure you can remember when you could buy a bottomless cup of coffee for less than a dollar and now it'll cost $2.99 or more. Well, it's worse in the missions. But some people say, Father, that's strange. You know, that's not a problem to me. The Lord's been gracious to me and generous. I can do $40 a month. That's not a problem. Or 38. If that's the case, when you fill out the form inside, just strike out the number 36 and put down 38 or 40 or 50, whatever's right for you. That way I'll be able to keep saying 36 as long as I possibly can. Now, personally, when I first heard this, I thought this makes sense. This is the relationship Jesus had with Peter and Andrew, James and John and Matthew and Bartholomew and all the others that he knew by name. But as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, I'm a Capuchin Franciscan priest. I do not have my own bank account. So I went home to my brothers. At the time, I was living with three other men. And I said, do you think our budget will hold $40 a month so I can participate in this program? Not a problem, they said. We already buy fair trade coffee from Guatemala. But this has caught your imagination. You go for it. So I picked up the first folder I could see. Some people say, 7 years old, my granddaughter is seven. I'll choose a companion for her. They'll write letters, they'll send photographs, maybe learn a new language, even have a chance to visit. And I'll talk about that later. But I thought, no, the Lord will choose. So I picked up the first folder. It happened to be an older lady. We're the only agency in the church that forms an alliance of friendship with individual elders as well to give them a life of dignity and security. Her name is Angelina. She's now more than 88 years old. She lives in the mountains of Guatemala. And she tells me, before I came to the mission, I would pick coffee during the season around the edges of the plantation because, of course, she owns no land. But because I have arthritis and can't bend my fingers very well, I could only pick a couple pounds. Then I would try to sell my coffee every evening in the common marketplace and always got a price much less than the coffee was worth if anybody would buy it or it wasn't stolen. But she heard about the mission. She let us take her picture. I have her photo. By the way, she has mine. She says, now, because of the $40 a month that you give to the clinic, and by the way, we don't give any money to the person. We give it to the school or the hospital or the clinic for good accountability. She says, now, because of your donation each month, I can go to the clinic and get my arthritis medicine without cost, flex my fingers just fine, pick twice as much coffee in less time, and because of the mission, I sell my coffee to Fairtrade Guatemala for an honest price. With that, I can send my granddaughter to school. Rosalita, the little girl of 8, had to go with grandma and sit in the shade every day for 12 hours from 6 in the morning to 6 at night, because nobody at home could take care of her. Mom works in a factory, dad drives a truck. Together, they make less than $100 a month. Rosalita was going to be a shepherdess or a field worker. She was never going to learn to read and write. But now she's in school every day. This is what an alliance of friendship does. Join us. When I got that letter, by the way, it was in Spanish. If you don't know the language, somebody in the middle translates it. You get two letters, the original with the translation. Then when you write, your letter is translated into Swahili or Hindi or Spanish or whatever language they speak. But when I got that letter telling me what I just told you, that my grandmother sells her coffee to Fairtrade Guatemala, I was getting supper ready at our house. As a community man, I was cook for our fraternity that night. I'm reading what I just told you. My grandmother sells her coffee to Fairtrade Guatemala. Then I remember we buy our coffee from Fairtrade Guatemala. Then I look at the package where I'm getting the coffee beans from, and I'm thinking maybe some of the beans I have in my hand were actually picked by my adoptive grandma. I don't know that. We'll find that out at Heaven's Gates. But that's what an alliance of friendship does. Individual people supporting individual people in an alliance of friendship. Join us. Join us now. Join us in your heart. Join us with asking the Lord to give every one of these visitors who've come to St. Edward's in photograph a stronger faith, a deeper hope, a more active love. That's what they're asking for us. And so we can participate in that really in our hearts now, because that is what makes us the family of God, the Spirit of God urging us to pray for one another. After communion, I'll be more specific as to how we actually do this. But right now, I'm asking you once again, join us. We're about to say the creed, expressing our faith. We're going to go to Holy Communion as we do every weekend. We're going to go out of the church to put the gospel into our world. Of course, St. Edward's. Yes, as we do with all the ways in which you already do this. But with Father Gary's invitation, I'm here offering you a personal relationship with an individual person whose first name you're going to get. All of these people are members of our family. A personal relationship with them, giving them hope, helping them forge a path out of poverty.